Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Jessie Ware, and this is my mum, Lenny.
Hi.
And this is Table Manners, our podcast about food, family, friends, and wherever the conversation will lead us. How are you, mum?
I'm fine, Jess.
What's wrong with your voice?
I sound worse than I am, but just a bit of a croaky voice.
And the show must go on?
I have to, as a professional.
For your fans?
For my fans. Excuse me,
what?
But those red onions are nearly killing me. Do you think we could open the door just ever so slightly?
Sorry, just to introduce my diva mother.
And her boyfriend's a teetotaler.
Yeah.
So he had a non-alcoholic gin and tonic.
Yeah.
And guess what they put in it?
Alcohol.
Frozen peas.
What?
And they all bubbled up when the tonic started bubbling. So all the peas were going round.
Why did they have to put frozen peas in a non-alcoholic drink?
I don't know, it's kind of vegetarian-y.
I don't know if I should bring up the fact that, you know, you asked me to do the pudding.
Yeah, you didn't.
I didn't do one.
Why?
Because I didn't have time.
I could have bought one.
Well, I got baklava off Kingston Road and some ice cream. I'm sure the boys will be
That'll
happy
do.
With it.
I've got cream to put on the ice cream. Which
Perfect.
Is always
Everything's hunky dory. I thought she was going to kill me. I was supposed to do a yogurt cake, a Moro yogurt cake. I'm really sorry.
She's really easy.
Yeah, I know, but you're a much better person than me and a better cook. So
okay.
Apologies. I bought pudding tonight. Mum, should I tell you who's on the show
who's
tonight? Okay, so we have two friends of mine.
Yeah.
They're quite new friends.
Yeah.
One's called Daniel Kaluuya.
Yes.
You saw him in Blue Orange.
I loved Blue Orange.
There we go.
It was the best.
Yeah, well, he's coming.
With David Hague.
Yeah.
We should have got David Hague in as well.
We don't
well.
Need David Hague.
Okay.
Because we've got Joe Dempsey.
Oh, I love him.
And actually, Joe Dempsey is the one that I put my sister, Hannah, asked your daughter on a date with in LA.
Are you recording this?
Yeah.
It's a bit short.
So tonight we have Daniel Kaluuya and Joe Dempsey, and I met them at a Chanel dinner, and I don't really go to fashion parties, but I went. I think I went for the dinner because I knew it was at Chiltern Firehouse, and we ended up being on an awkward table together, and thank God, because I absolutely love them. They're brilliant, and they've become friends.
I'm a huge fan of Daniel. He
well,
was
that's,
so wonderful.
Well, because most people want to talk to him about Get Out.
I've never seen that.
Well, it's really good.
Just seen Blue Orange.
Well, yeah, he's a thesp. They both are. So Daniel's...
So what's Joe been in?
Joe's in Game of Thrones.
I've never seen that.
Well, most people have.
So I think everybody in the world has,
yeah.
Except me.
He was in Skins with Daniel, where they were in Skins, that Channel 4 programme,
okay,
when
I've
they were
seen
really
that.
Young.
Yeah.
He was also in This Is England.
I've seen that.
He was
Is
in
that
the...
with Vicky McCool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was in the recent series
okay.
of that. And they're just absolutely brilliant actors and really nice guys and... Joe lives in South London. Daniel lives in West London now with his vegan girlfriend, which you'd love to talk about, I'm sure.
I've got a lot to talk about with vegans.
But anyway, I think you'll really enjoy them. They're polite and gorgeous, and I'm still kind of hoping that Joe and Hannah, my sister, gets together. So, Mum.
What?
Are you a bit intimidated by cooking for stars of this magnitude?
No.
You didn't know who they were?
I didn't know who they were for a start. No, I didn't worry. The priority was to get something that I could bring over in a pot. So we've ended up with a Greek beef stufado. It does taste nice.
I could have just cooked, couldn't I?
You could have done, but you've not done, sorry, not even managed the dessert.
No, sorry, Mum, I've been really busy being a pop star. It's hard work, you know.
Yeah, it's okay. I do work too. Yeah, but so I've made beef stufado, which is just a classic beef, Greek beef stew with also pasta and a Greek salad. And I think it will do the job on a rainy evening.
Yeah, it's pretty miserable today. Yeah. So yeah, thank you, Mum. Someone has just snuck around the corner, and Daniel Kaluuya, you are early, but that is perfect. I love an early guest.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome, thank you for being here.
My reputation for being late will be ripped to shreds.
Are you a late person?
I'm such a late person.
Well, I'm really happy you're so eager to be here.
I was just really happy. I was excited. I'm really excited about this. No, thanks for having me.
I mean, Joe has given me a text to say he is going to be late, and I know Joe is very worried about being late. He'll be very nervous about being
Joe's
late.
Joe's told me off about being late. No one tells me off.
I can't stand late people.
Why?
Because I just think make more of an effort. If you know you're a late person, then go early.
Yeah.
But you, there's no problem here. You were early.
I was early. I sensed that from you. So I was like, I don't really want a vibe.
I'm Hitler. Sorry, the kettle is on for the orzo pasta. But
I just need to rewind
okay.
a little bit.
Okay.
So you're brought up in Camden.
Yeah.
And then did you go to university?
No.
So when did you start acting?
13.
Was that Skins?
No. I started acting. My mum just wanted me to get off the roads. Start doing silliness.
Which school were you at? Have a start.
Aloysius.
Aloysius.
St. Aloysius, it's North London, so. Just get me off the roads to keep doing stuff. So I went scouts as a kid, so she made sure I did stuff. So I wasn't hanging around. So then I think all the teachers were like, he's busy kid and annoying, so he should do acting. Then I went to Anna Scher, which is in Angel.
Oh, yeah.
And you just learn how to act through improv. Because a lot of us couldn't really read out loud, so we had problems because we just weren't exposed to literature. And honestly, my mum, English is her third language.
What's her first?
First is Luganda. And then second is Swahili, then it's English, because she's from Uganda. So then you have the Ugandan language, or the Buganda tribe language. Then you have the East African language. Then she learned English. So when she came to English, you know English. So like, so you communicate in different ways. So it was really important that I learned how to act through improv.
But the improv, I found it when I used to go to like after school acting clubs and stuff.
Where did you go?
Oh, nowhere like you would have gone. Like I think I was in like Bright Sparks in Streatham, and it was just not that bright. And it was just the most scary thing doing improv.
It's the hardest thing. It's the hardest thing in the world, because all Anna Scher is filled of is people from the estates. Yeah.
Oh really?
And
really?
So what you're sitting there, and then they're literally going. So you're there two in a scene, and they go, first line, why did you do that? Go. And literally, if you're rubbish, people just go on their phone. Snakes those times, play snakes. Or they would just laugh at you because you're crap. And so it was the biggest learning. Like, the industry's not as hard as acting in front of people at that age as well, when you don't even like, you're like, I don't know. And then like, you're just trying to make things up. So I did that for like 3 years.
But you must have loved it because you kept on going back.
Yeah,
and you were good at it.
It was like a challenge to make them listen.
So did you finish school?
I finished sixth form, yeah.
So you got A-levels?
I got A-levels, yeah. And then I
you
was doing skin.
Were you going to go to university?
I got into drama school.
Which one did you get into?
Guildhall.
Fantastic.
But you didn't fancy it?
I didn't know. I got asked to write for skins. And then I was like, I'm going to take that. And then they were like, they can defer your audition so you can get to the last round. And I was like, I'm going to just keep doing this.
So you didn't go to drama school to go and work on the Channel 4 programme, Skins?
Yeah.
Were you already working on it?
I was already working, but it asked me to write an episode.
So you were already acting in it?
Yeah.
So when did you start acting in it?
17.
So, like, you'd basically been doing Anna Scher for, like, 4 years, and then you got, like, your first... Was that your first acting job?
No, first was this show called Shoot the Messenger. It's a BBC Two show, and the original title of the show was called Fuck Black People.
What?
And it was about this black guy who was a teacher, and he got this kid. I played the friend of the kid. This kid basically got his lied in court and got him taken off, said he hit him, lost his job, and then he's basically gone on a rant. David Oyelowo will play the lead. He's gone on a rant saying, everything bad in my life has happened is because of black people. And it's about basically how black people see themselves. And it was a time when they used to do TV movies. So it was just a one-off from BBC Two.
Wow.
And so I did that and I played a kid in that. And then I was still at school, and then there was an open audition for Skins. But then I was writing plays and directing them at Hampstead Theatre. So
at the age of what, like?
16, 17. So I was doing that.
What, were you part of the National Youth Theatre?
Hampstead Theatre. They had a thing called Heat and Light. So they had a youth theatre company that was free that I used to go.
Open the... I hate this bloody kitchen. This fucking kitchen.
Jessie, stop. Sorry.
Playing. I've already set it off today with cheesy leeks for my kids, so... Oh, let's put this on. Whilst Mum deals with the Orzo and the fire alarm, was your family a foodie family?
Yeah, I grew up on home-cooked food.
What was, like, a typical home-cooked meal for your family?
My mum... I love my mum's oxtail stew. I love my mum mushy peas. She makes this mushy peas with all, like, oh, it's amazing. It's like a mushy pea sauce and rice, and she cooks chicken, and it's amazing. And then there's kawunga, which is kawunga's like ground rice, which is like mashed up rice, and it's a Ugandan staple. And then you basically have it with like peanut sauce, and you can have like tilapia in a peanut sauce.
Oh, nice.
And the peanut sauce is like purple. And it's like, you have it like that. And you
Why
have,
is
and
the peanut sauce purple?
Because the peanuts in Uganda are purple.
Oh.
I think, yeah. And it's just purple, yeah. It's always purple. And then matoke. But I'm not crazy about matoke. Matoke is mashed up plantain. So...
Just mashed up plantain?
Yeah, and you mash like Ugandan plantain that you have, and then you put it... And you're supposed to like cook it in leaves and then push it in, and then it makes it really fresh. And then
this
you have
sounds
that.
Delicious.
You have that with like meat stew or like.
So would it be like in a family dinner? Would it be lots of different dishes? But the
depends how much you're showing off.
What's it called? The
matoke.
Matoke. That's the ground.
No, the kawunga is the ground kawunga rice. I like the kawunga.
Would that be like the base, and then
that'd be like the base, and then you have sauces, and then you have put the sauce in there, and then you have, and you dip it into everything. And
well,
you do what you
we
want.
Have to discuss that you go out with a beautiful woman that's now a vegan. So how does that work for your mother cooking for her?
She like my mum like she came around to my mum's, and my mum's, if she does something nice, she's not gonna be nice.
Okay.
So she's like, oh, vegan. Oh, I put some butter in it. Oh, okay, be careful. And it made me feel stupid. So she's just like clowning her. And Amanda, my girl's really cool. So she gets it though. She's just because, but she did. But then a lot of like African food.
So hold on, your mum will cook with butter. Even
No. She's just laughing.
Right.
I put some butter in it.
Because I think my mum actually would cook with the butter. Yeah. And be like, fuck them.
Maybe. And then she's really cool. She's really cool. But and then like, but then a lot of like, so there's like a bean sauce that my mum cooks. It's vegan. Like there's a lot of the food's vegan.
Ah,
if you like have peanut sauce without the fish.
Yeah.
You got to look at it like when my mum grew up. Meat was a luxury.
Yes.
So you'd have to make the most of the resources that you have around you. So meat was like, oh my God. And you share like one piece between like 11 siblings or whatever.
Have you been to Uganda?
Yeah. I've been 7, 15, 22. But I used to go 6 weeks at a time, which I used to hate, because then I miss out on a 6 weeks holiday. And I'd be like, this stuff's happening, Mum. And I'm going to be this African boy. And when you do, you're going to stand in the streets. the roads. Crap. Do you know what I mean?
So, but like, you've got two sisters there?
Two sisters out there, yeah.
Are they older?
One's older than me, one's younger than me.
Do they ever come and see you?
No. I don't really... It's a bit...
Are they...
It's kind of...
It's a situation.
It's a situation.
Got it. Is your dad?
I'm from the hood, baby.
Okay. Got it.
My dad, no, he's not around. He's not around anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what does your mum work?
Yeah, she works in a special needs school.
Oh, right.
In Camden, yeah.
So nobody's an actor in your... Basically, nobody's an actor in your family.
No, I just did it randomly.
Your mum must be so proud.
I think she said it the other day. She was in Chicago.
And what were you doing in Chicago?
I was doing this film called Widows.
It's not out yet.
No, it's Steve
Who's
McQueen's.
In it?
Steve McQueen's next film, so I'm doing that. So I did that, and then like, so he was out there, and then like, when I was 16, my mum took me to Chicago, so she was just like, "You've taken me now."
Oh, sweet.
She was just like, she could never say it directly. She was just like, "Oh, I was at a shop one time, and I was telling that person why I was here, and then they said, oh, you should be very proud, and I said, yes, I am."
Sweet.
And then she hugged me. That was about it.
That's so sweet.
It's kind of like this indirect. But it's like she can't really.
Chicago, yeah, I mean, Did she come? Chicago? Yeah, and it's really good food.
It's amazing.
My sister, so cool. My sister, who's an actress, who we will get onto because I set her up with Joe. My mum knows everything.
Okay, that's amazing.
She's looking forward to meeting him.
But I've never seen Game of Thrones. That's okay. I'll probably be very thankful for that. Because everyone probably asks them about Game of Thrones.
Aren't they all funny people in Game of Thrones?
Well, they're actors, mum.
No, aren't they all funny? They're not like real people, they're like aliens. Because what's the main girl called?
Daenerys Targaryen. Khaleesi.
That's it.
Mother of Dragons.
Because it's now one of the popular names in England.
Oh, shut up.
Khaleesi is a popular name.
Yeah. Or Daenerys. Khaleesi.
All of these Game of Thrones names are now being
used. That is so funny. Incredible. No, actually, my publisher said that he lives in Brixton and he said there was obviously a kid that got dropped off at school and they said, bye, Theon. Now, if you've watched Game of Thrones, Theon gets his dick chopped off and he was a bit of a dick after season two. Imagine, they thought he was like a killer, absolutely macho man in the first series and they were like, we'll call our child Theon. Now that kid's like dickless, basically. I think it's a real shame for him. Yeah, anyway. No, you don't have to worry about Game of Thrones. We can talk about Hannah.
Has he been in anything else?
Yeah, he'll tell you.
Yeah, I just want to make
He's
sure.
He's really
nice. I know he'll be very nice.
He's a legend.
He's really nice. He's just
Which
been in something.
Which football team do you support?
Mum, you don't want to know this.
Arsenal. Yeah. Fuck.
What are you, Tottenham?
No.
Man U?
Why?
Like Manchester. Why? Manchester.
Yeah, she lost the accent though, didn't she?
Oh, here he is, Tardy.
Hi.
Oh, someone late. I'm tired of it.
He was 15 minutes early.
This is ridiculous.
I thought he was going to be wearing...
Game of Thrones outfit.
Yeah, I try not to sort of walk around looking like a sort of porno blacksmith or sort of baby.
He's basically a porno blacksmith.
Yeah, but
is that what you are? I've never seen it. I'm so sorry.
Oh, we'll have to.
This is my mum, Lenny.
Hi, I'm so pleased to meet you, Jo.
Do you want a drink?
Glass of water, isn't it?
Oh, shut up, Jo.
I'm so sorry,
man. Do you want a beer?
Sit down.
I'd love a beer. Yeah, go on.
So, Jo Dempsey's here. We've caught up with Daniel a little bit. But Joe was late, but it's okay, he gave me a text.
Yeah, so are you Skins alumni?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where we...
That's where you met and fell in love.
Yeah.
And how long have you been friends for?
10 years.
10 years, bro, yeah.
Still going strong?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Somehow.
They adore each other. They're looking gate longingly into each other's eyes.
Nando's kept us together.
Yeah.
Everyone in Skins has done really well, haven't they?
I remember you saying... when we were coming towards the end of the second series and we'd all been told that we were going to, you know, they were going to completely change the, like, refresh the cast. And we were doing a few back, sort of behind the scenes interviews. Jack Clough actually was doing the interviews. He's the guy that now directs and produces People Just Do Nothing.
Oh, cool.
So he's that voice you can hear off camera.
Oh, really?
That's Jack. And he was doing sort of behind the scenes interviews with us all, sort of getting our thoughts on, you know, the experience as a whole. And I remember Dan saying, I think the question was, what do you want Skins' legacy to be? And you said, I just want to be able to look back in 10 years' time and go, what a cast, like what a group of people. And not just cast, like everyone involved, like, you know, Jack's doing really well now. Jack Thorne, who wrote a lot of it, has just written the Harry Potter play with J.K.
Oh, wow.
So Rowling. His first TV was on with Skins.
Is Game of Thrones finished now?
No, we've got another... series. We're going to start filming the last series in about a month's
time. And where do you film it?
The majority is Belfast, actually.
I love Belfast.
I think it's. I mean, actually, the because I sort of had three series out of Game of Thrones, and in the intervening years, kind of going back to shoot series 7. One of the big things I noticed was how Belfast had changed. There's so much going on there now. Like there's a lot of. Loads of cool bars and
Good
restaurants.
Food.
Yeah, loads of nice places to eat.
When you started, culture wasn't it? Right? I've never been
there. It had it there, but it was. It seemed a little. Past a certain time of night, it felt really quiet. Mm. Like 7 years ago, but
do
now
you think
a
Game
of
Thrones has
there.
Really helped it out?
I think it has. I think it's brought a lot of
but
tourism
it's
and a lot of.
Such a funny place because it's so kind of traditional. My dad's from Belfast, but my dad was Jewish, so he wasn't. Christian, he wasn't Catholic
or prod,
but Jesse's dad used to make lots of programs in Ireland, and so I took them. We took them once, but always when you went out to a really fancy restaurant, they'd always have their milk and sugar on the table for the cup of tea afterwards, because they always have to have a cup of tea to finish off their.
That's quite a good Northern Irish accent there.
Do you know, I didn't know my dad had a Northern Irish accent. I just thought that's how dads talked. They said modern and patron.
Are your family a foodie family?
Okay, so I only realised when I moved out of my mum and dad's house that I was essentially raised on bird's eye. And I thought that was normal. I just thought that was like... And I don't think it is to a certain extent. But,
so
but I mean,
what was your best bird's eye meal?
oh God, there's the crunchy garlic chicken.
Oh, I don't even know about that.
It used to be, I don't think they make it anymore.
Was it like a Kiev?
It was like a Kiev, but without all the like juicy bits in between. It was just like a crunchy breaded
was it chicken nugget?
I liked a chicken dipper. I still do like a chicken dipper.
Yeah. I tried to make chicken chicken dippers for my kid the other day, and she literally, she's doing this thing where she looks at me and she just goes and drops it on the floor.
Might drop.
I was so annoyed. I thought, fuck you, you're going to get bird's eye next.
Is she getting a sort of, get to that age where she's developing
a palate. She's stubborn and she's a madam, but she's brilliant. She eats my mum's food. So, but I slave away. But she just wants egg. That's all she eats, egg. It's really upsetting me. I'm giving up on cooking for her. But anyway, so can you cook?
Not really, no. This is the thing. I enjoy really good food. I like going out to nice restaurants. I've got a friend, you know, Lunny. He's like a massive foodie, and he'll often sort of book.
It's good to have one of them.
He's a good organizer as well. He's a control freak. So he will book holidays for like groups of us.
Amazing.
And you know it's going to be really good because he likes to impress you with, you know, the places he's found. So yeah, I like eating good food, but I don't necessarily think of it as fun to come home. Like, he comes home and spends 3 hours cooking a meal.
I couldn't do that.
And sees that as fun, and I just don't. Mm-hmm. You know, and especially like if we have a sort of training for anything, you're just eating for just, it's just functional.
Well, I remember when you were doing Blue Orange and we went to see you, you just finished doing, was it Get Out that you were trying to get a good bod for?
Yeah. No sugar, no salt.
Yeah, and no sugar, no salt. So that was your diet.
Because I went Sundance and I got smashed.
Yeah.
Then there was this topless scene in Get Out. But it was at the end of the shoot and I just, our friend George, Ashwell 22 training was just like, Daniel, just cut everything. Just no sugar,
how
no salt, no
carbs.
Not too much.
And did you get ripped?
Yeah, I just get lean. So basically I got so lean. And I couldn't train as much because I was on set all day. And he was going over.
Mm. So you had to diet? Macarine.
Yeah, I had to just diet and just kind of, so I couldn't get bigger. And so I had to just make sure the fat weren't about.
But you did look good. The topless scene was very good. I think I applauded the screen because I thought, yeah, that no sugar, no salt, no carbs diet worked. When you do training, because you were training for Game of Thrones, but you didn't have to be naked, did you?
Well, that's...
You had one sex scene.
No, but this
was
dimly
lit.
You're opening a can of worms there, Jess, because... when I first got the part in Thrones, I was surprised to get it in the first place because I didn't fit the brief in any way, shape or form. It said, tall, muscular, with thick black hair. Like a not a single
thick
one.
Thick hair?
Thick hair. That was it. That was literally it. So they said, I got the part, and then they said, you're going to need to hit the gym, and we'll dye
Did
your hair.
Did they say that to you? They say it to men too?
Yeah, they do, but...
Bloody
are they arseholes?
But no, not...
So, no, but you're going to do it for the part.
But you do, but okay. it that was the thing, that was the brief. In a way, and
look
and
those skinny boys.
But he was supposed
you
to be.
You don't say that. You say slender.
Sorry, slender.
Slim. Lean.
You mean hench. Lean. You mean hench, don't you?
Hench.
Fully hench.
But
buff.
That's it.
Buff is really
buff.
Good.
You're not fat people or people that look.
But it's more.
I think
for women, it's more that there is a pressure on them to slim down. And I think for guys, sometimes there's this thing where we all, you know. Everyone
ripped.
Needs to be ripped and buff.
I did this role.
It's kind of boring.
I did this role when I had to lose 3 stone in 3 months. Well, I lost 3 stone.
Shit!
Stone.
How did you do it?
I just skipped every night. Skipped every night and then just had no red meat. No red meat. I was boxing. I was boxing like 3 times
what
a week.
What was this role?
It was a play called Sucker Punch at a Royal Court.
Oh, yeah.
So, then, so I did that.
Yes.
So I had to get... I got ripped. So there's that kind of...
It was frightening.
It was like... It was like... It was like, because I had to be a lightweight.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a big boy naturally. Mm-hmm. So getting to like 11 stone is actually hard.
Were you miserable? Or were you quite impressed with how you could change your body?
I was, but I don't like being paranoid about food. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's like there's sauce, like, it was just like, I just want to, like, I want to, like, have a balance. And, like, it was, I realised I don't care about six packs as to do that, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And I realised that, like, now I know when I go to festivals, everyone's got their top off, because it's fucking hard work.
I was like, yo, fucking let out.
Well, that was right. Well, that was right. When last year on Game of Thrones, they'd said, oh, I'm just giving you a heads up, you know, you might want to hit the gym again. You know, you're going to have a shirtless scene.
Yeah.
And so I did. And then the script came through and there was no shirtless scene.
Did you think it was another sex scene?
Well, I didn't know what the context was going to be. But, I mean, in the past, I've said, you know, I'm really against sort of needlessly, you know, gratuitous nudity. And then this time around, I was like, you better fucking put a top.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Do you like spicy stuff?
A little bit, but not too spicy, because it just burns.
Yeah. What's your go-to in Nando's? Because obviously you love each other. You obviously went to Nando's quite a lot.
Extra hot.
A black card.
Nah.
Why not? You have to do a bloody gig, I just won't do it.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
It must be like 7 or 8 years ago now. Because it was when Skin Series 2 mm-hmm. was coming out. And so we obviously have to... you remember this now?
Okay,
this
is a great
story. We... Obviously, when the show was coming out, you have to do various bits and pieces of promo. And at the time, I don't know if you remember, but Lily Allen had a fairly short-lived talk show.
No, I
BBC
don't remember
3.
That, actually.
It was called Lily Allen and Friends, and the premise was the audience was filled with her MySpace friends, because, you know,
she was very big on MySpace. Huge
on MySpace. And so we're on the talk show, and part of the thing is, you know, a researcher calls you beforehand and asks you some questions, and one of the questions is, okay, if you could have one thing on your rider that we could feasibly get hold of, what would it be? And I'd said Nando's hot sauce, like peri-peri sauce. Mm. And it forms part of the interview later on when you're on the show.
Yeah.
And she says, so we get to that part of the interview, she goes, okay, and you've chosen Nando's hot sauce. It's a good shout. I like a Nando's myself. And I started telling this story and caught myself, like, just as I started telling it. And then she went, what? You're going to take me? And I thought, I can't have her thinking I'm cracking onto it. On her own TV show, I've got to
Why did that? Hold on, have I missed something?
I don't mind the Nando's myself, and I went, oh well, actually, and then I stopped myself because I realised I shouldn't have been telling this story on television. But then I had to just press on.
Yeah.
And it was at the time. Do you remember when Nando's used to have the loyalty cards had stamps?
No. Oh my god. Yeah. Go on.
Well, I bought a stamp off eBay.
I freaking love you.
You did it.
I had, and I had at any given Jesus point, I had Christ. Like three, I had like every level of chicken like in my pocket, basically, whether I wanted half or a whole or whatever. And I said it, and I said this on the programme.
I've given you so much food, by the way, I'm so sorry.
Jessie,
I know, I'm so sorry. You just can take it home. But go on, finish the story, sorry.
So I told that story on television, and then a friend of mine, who was working in Nando's in Nottingham at the time, said, you do realise that sort of filtered back to head office.
Shit.
And like they knew that these stamps existed, but now that you've publicised their existence, like they're pissed off, man.
Shit.
Apparently they were told not to accept any loyalty cards from me specifically. in Nando's Nottingham.
No!
It's hilarious, isn't it?
You ruined it for everybody.
That's why they're electronic now, I imagine. Yeah, I reckon I did that
oh
for
you. Oh my god, that's so good! That's brilliant.
And that's why I don't have a black card, Justin.
Did it feel like too good to be true that you started with Skins, innit? Was there like, was there a depression after that finished, or did you just keep on working solidly? Because I can imagine that must have been an amazing high, being a teenager and being like on one of the biggest TV shows.
I think it was, for me, it was sort of the opposite in that we finished it, and I think we could all have been forgiven for thinking that like we'd made it. Do you know what I mean? It was going to be easy from here on in, and the reality was that it wasn't. But somehow, I don't know how it came to be this way. But we've all, as a group, seemed to develop the same mentality of we didn't just want to take and you know the next job that came along that was offered. We didn't, you know, I spent nearly 2 years just essentially being the only work that was coming my way was essentially asking me to just play the same character again. But we've all been quite headstrong about that and sort of turned it down and said no. And so I didn't really do anything significant for about 2 years after Skins.
It's very rare when you meet a group of people that all have the same kind of philosophy.
Yeah.
Of kind of like, it's about the work you believe. Mm. You know, and it's like, so when Dempsey, because obviously Dempsey, we call him Daddy Demps, because he was like 19 when he started Skins. So he was like, when he saved
from that, I was like 19 and they were 17.
So had you just left home?
Moving to Bristol to do Skins was the first time I'd moved out.
Yeah. And you too, Dan?
I didn't really move to Bristol. I came in and out. So I stayed in and then I was writing on it as well. So. Because I wasn't in it as much. I was only supposed to be in it for one episode.
Okay.
And then they wrote me in more.
And where did you stay when in Bristol?
In the first year, they said, well, you can stay in a hotel or they said that they can maybe get you guys a flat to share. Because there was only really me, you, Nick Holt and Dev Patel that weren't from Bristol anyway. All the rest of them were Bristol native and they were just going to stay at home. And I remember thinking, oh, maybe a flat would be good. And then my agent said, look, sounds like a good idea now, but you don't know these people yet. And, you know, if you're having all day working with them, going back to sharing a flat with them might be tricky. Get a hotel for now. Did the hotel, had a great time. Got on really well. We all did. Mm-hmm. And then the next year, they offered us a flat again. And I think we just thought, well, we only have to make our own bed. So we just stay in the Marriott, Marriott in Bristol.
I forgot that Nicholas Holt was in it.
Yeah.
He was like the, you know, that was a big selling point, I think, of the show. I think it was a big key to its success.
Because he was in
About Boy.
What's he doing now?
He does quite serious films, right?
X-Men.
Filming X-Men at the moment.
Rebel in the Rain.
Is he the one that went out with Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah, all right. Okay, Mark, over here.
Sorry, just catching up.
But he just played J.D. Salinger.
Oh, wow.
He didn't.
Yeah, but
it's about to come out.
Did you see Lion with Deb Patel?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
That was blood. I sobbed in the air watching that. Yeah, watched it on my own with one of those perfect plane films where you have to, when you're like, you're sobbing so much that you can't look. You have to look out the window. Yeah.
It's quite an intense experience with my mum watching Lion because she was married when she was younger to someone else and they couldn't conceive for whatever reason. And she. Well, they adopted two orphans from India, from Mother Teresa's orphanage in Mumbai. So I have two older sisters that look Indian, but they've grown up, you know, they were toddlers when my mum brought them over here. But so for my mum watching Lion, it was, you know, incredibly close to home.
So your mum adopted two daughters? Like
two orphans.
Were they sisters?
They're not sisters, not biological.
And that was from her previous marriage?
Yes.
You've got your sister and you? Mm. And have you got another one or not?
No, it's just me and Lauren, my little sister.
Do you see them a lot? Where do they live?
One lives in Milton Keynes, Glamour. And one lives in Hertfordshire, so not far. They've got their own kids now and
So where will you spend Christmas?
Nottingham this year. For years, we never spent Christmas in at our house because we either went to my mum's side are in Liverpool, my dad's side are Edinburgh, so it was always one or the other. So it's really nice now to stay in Nottingham.
And what will you do for Christmas?
I don't really, not anymore. My mum goes to Uganda. I go, just chill out, don't cook. Just chill out and get cooked for. But I've been to Uganda for Christmas and that was amazing.
What was that like?
It was my favourite Christmas. Because you wake up, and they went to church, I couldn't be asked. And then you just wake up, and there's like a buffet of all this Ugandan food. Pick your food, and all the men go in one room, and all the women go in another room. And the women just watch rom-coms, and the men play PlayStation. And it was literally like...
Yeah,
it was like, but it was like your great-granddad would play PlayStation with your little cousin. And it was like, say if I wanted to ask my mum something, they were like, get out, go ahead, like. And it was just literally just a day of your sex. Like, it was just like, and you just be a man. Like, and it was just, but I realised that it was like, I didn't have to be in flipping John Lewis on Christmas Eve. Do you know what I mean? Like, worrying, yeah. Like, there was no presents. There was enough, it was just about spending time as a family. And it was just a really kind of, it was just existing. It was amazing.
Can I ask you, have you got any pet peeves about table manners? Do you think you have good table manners? Do you think, what's your worst thing about other people's table manners?
I went to primary school and I thought you ate with your hands, so I don't have table manners. I'd go there and people were like, what are you doing? There's cutlery there. I was like, so I don't really mind. It's at school, like breathalyzing, like people speak over my food is a bit...
Oh, breathalyzing.
Yeah, so it's like, other than that, I'm pretty chill.
Okay, Joe?
I probably do a lot of stuff that pisses people off. Like I remember an ex-girlfriend of mine saying, it didn't work out that. Because I don't mind like licking a knife.
Oh no, I don't either. But amongst
that's
friends,
that's a big folk. That's a bit of a folk.
But like, would you do it in a restaurant?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I blatantly lick a plate.
I lick a plate. Well,
would you lick it in a restaurant? No. Would you do your finger? Swipe?
I'd do that.
I do it too. My husband thinks I'm disgusting.
Your worst habit is you eat quicker than anybody else.
Mum, I learnt from the best, so watch what you say.
Here you go.
Mum's brought cream, just in case you want cream on your ice cream. It's one of the things that we quite like to do. It's quite
cream
extra.
Cream on ice cream.
Yeah. It's really good.
It's almost like, I remember my dad's...
comfort food.
He said my dad's side of the family Edinburgh based, you know, like Scotland's famous for having a bad diet. I remember going up there once and staying at my auntie's house, and I was going to babysit my sister while my mum, dad, aunt and uncle went out for dinner. My auntie was making me some food before they all went, said, oh, I've made you some carbonara, is that all right? I was like, yeah, no, lovely, I love carbonara. And then she went, do you want to order yourself a Domino's to go with that? I was like, yeah. Yeah, of course I do. That's a Scottish diet for you.
So yeah, cream on ice cream.
Joe and Daniel, thanks so much for being on Table Manners. Thank you for coming around. Thank you for eating our food.
Thanks for the food, man.
Such a pleasure.
Weren't they lovely?
I was just mad about them. Both of them were so bright, engaging, intelligent. They just blew me away. They were so lovely.
I feel like a bit of an idiot that I didn't speak to Daniel about Black Mirror or Get Out.
I didn't even know about them until I looked it up. And then I saw how fantastic he is. And just such nice, humble, really sweet boys.
Yeah. I knew you'd like them. I knew it. I still think that Joe would be a good suitor for Hannah.
I think you should stop matchmaking and mixing it all up, Jessie.
All right, fine. Meddling, yenta.
Yeah.
By the way, if you've been enjoying the music that you've been listening to on this podcast, please listen to more by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser. Little trivia, fact is that I used to be in a band with Peter Duffy called Man Like Me. So thanks, Pete, for helping us out here. This has been Table Manners. Thank you so much for listening. And if you are enjoying our podcast, please, if you wouldn't mind subscribing, that would be fabulous. And also, if you'd like to rate us, we'd love a few 5 stars.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.